Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, this is a Wednesday, but it feels a lot like a Friday, and so we are handling it as such. Ethan Hannaford is here to play Ryan Wiggins on the radio for Wiggins America.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or not the Bee.
Ethan, I want to encourage you through the words of our vice president.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you.
Don't let anybody take your power from you, Ethan.
That was really powerful.
It was.
That's going to be a drop now.
Thank you for sharing that.
America is going, yeah, I'm still, like,
you're
the
right.
Left in particular,
you know,
is going, I am powerful.
I made the wrong decision. She should be the president because she's powerful.
Yeah, everybody in seven swing states heard that and went, I did the wrong thing by voting for Trump.
Yikes.
So we got the B or not the B.
Not a good look. And you know what? To stick with the Kamala theme here, because she's been in the news a lot the last couple of days
because of this video.
Yeah. Our first headliner of, I guess you're better at explaining quickly what the B or not the B is, like just what
so,
we're
yeah,
doing here.
This is typically I lead this segment, but Ethan's doing it for us today because Annie's out. So this is a bunch of headlines, most of which are satire from the Babylon Bee, but a couple of them usually are real. And then Ethan's going to read the headlines. We've got to decide which one's real, which ones are satire.
Oh, you're so good at doing that. That's why I just figured it's better to let you do it. Okay, first one. Kamala officially unburdened by sobriety.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and say B.
Sometimes you just got to make it
Sometimes clear off the top
that it's clearly the B. Vice President Kamala Harris released a video to let followers know that with the presidential race over, she is now completely unburdened by sobriety. You guys, you're so powerful and pretty and don't burps. don't ever let anyone take your power from you. Don't you leave your power lying around like an old sock. You promised me, said Kamala, a tear rolling down her cheek. You guys, why didn't Beyonce sing? Just like, not even one single lady. And that is
you have the same power that you did before November 5th.
That's true. Truer words never spoken.
Geesh. Okay, on to the next one. Donald Trump announces a plan to deport 5,000 illegal immigrants and one pre-owned Honda Civic hatchback. Couldn't get my words out there.
Okay. He's deporting all of them in one Honda Civic.
One Honda Civic hatchback.
Yeah. Assume that that's the B.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the B on that one.
It is indeed the B. There it is. As the public awaited the changes that come along with the transition to a new presidential administration, President-elect Donald Trump announced a plan to deport 5,000 illegal immigrants in one pre-owned Honda hatchback.
It's not even a new one.
Nope. As part of his sweeping overhaul of the nation's immigration policies, Trump revealed that he would be sending many immigrants back the same way they came, crammed into every available nook and cranny of a used Honda. We actually have some audio from President Trump himself on this. So Brad is up. Here we go. Uh-oh. Here we go. Let's see if we get it. It's coming.
Spacious cars, those Honda Civics, as long as people are arriving across our southern border packed like little sardines into the crevices of four-door sedans, our brave Border Patrol agents will work tirelessly to send them back the same way. There's a surprising amount of Trump space in these Hondas, folks. Spanish hatchbacks, we call them.
Spanish hatchbacks is what, Hispanic hatchbacks is what we're calling them.
So is that AI?
That was AI, yes.
Dang, that's incredible.
Wasn't that?
There's not video with that, is there?
No, there's video with it.
Is there really? So yeah. Somebody made that and put it out?
No, I made it.
You're kidding me.
All I had to do was literally, there's a website that like you can go on and you can paste any text that you want And there's a video of him speaking with it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, other than a couple of little word,
yeah,
you know, flubs that are in there.
Yeah.
You could edit that very easily and not know.
Yeah.
I mean, when you first started playing it, I kind of figured it was AI because there's a folder in my clips today called Trump AI. So I'm like, okay, well, probably that's what that is, but I wouldn't know otherwise. You could come up with a lot of stuff. I mean, this is the world we live in now.
Yeah.
You can come up with a lot of stuff, and I bet you will, that'll be crazy, racist, nut job stuff, and you will be able to attribute that to the president and say, well, I got sound.
It has potential to be a very dangerous game that society needs to catch up on how to correct it and fix it.
I know that we're doing the B or not the B, but it's actually, I'm glad you did that. Not just because it's funny and right, it's amazing that you can do it, but because the more people know that that exists, the more people scrutinize what's out there.
Right.
And that is important to do right now, because I guarantee you within the next year, we all knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it would get to the point where, and the first thing you think of is, how are they going to manipulate politicians?
Yep.
With the AI, it's where everybody's mind goes. And we're now at that point. It's amazing how fast, too, because this was probably last year, a year or two, that we were talking about, oh, ChatGPT is brand new. Guess what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to trust any of the videos. Now we're at that point. It's only 2024.
Yep.
So scrutinize those videos. Don't get tricked. At some point, we all will.
Yeah.
Personally, I will say I still like the Peanut the Squirrel AI one more from Trump. We played that a few weeks ago where he died like a dog.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, on to the next one here. Canadian town forced to pay $10,000 to LGBT group send mayor re-education course because they didn't declare June Pride Month.
Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
It is indeed real. The Ontario Human Rights Tribunal is forcing the township of
Human Rights Tribunal?
Yep, and its mayor to compensate an LGBTQ activist group because elected officials refused to honor Pride Month back in 2020. Borderland Pride asked Emo to proclaim June 2020 as Pride Month and fly a rainbow pride flag for a week, but the mayor and council turned down the request, CBC News reported on Friday.
Well, it's just live and let live, right? That's the libertarian model of Canada.
Isn't that something?
Can you make yourself sound any more like a cult? Than saying, oh, this is the Human Rights Tribunal and we have spoken. you did not wave the rainbow flag throughout June. Now you will pay.
Literally.
Well, it's wild that they have that much power.
It's wild.
It's, like it's backed up by the government. You can't do that if it's not governmental power providing.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't.
Canada.
All the stuff that, like, you hear stories like that, and you're like, oh, that's the crazy stuff that never happens. But it's real. You know, I pulled this story last week, and actually I still have it, and I was going to use it for B or not to be. And this is in the U.S. Ninth Circuit judge says restricting female spa to women is the same as putting up a sign that reads, white people only. This is real.
Yeah. That's
crazy. That's really happening.
That could so easily be the B.
I mean, honestly, this is the kind of stuff that there are center-left people in swing states who went, actually across the entire nation, it just mattered the most in swing states, that went, I think I might lean Trump here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily love the guy, but
this is
kind of garbage, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, everything has been pushed so far to the left that even people that are down the middle look like they're to the right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, sticking with it, here we go. Next one. Official news. Trump now has the hottest cabinet of all time.
That's the B. And I saw the pictures. One of them was of Tom Homan.
Hit it, Brad. Less than 1 month after the presidential election and still 8 weeks away from his inauguration, I believe it's seven now, experts have already confirmed that President-elect Donald Trump now has the hottest cabinet of all time. Trump has quickly assembled his roster
experts
of officials as he prepared to commence his second term as president. And the ones that are included here include, let's take a look here, Caroline Leavitt, Tulsi Gabbard, Pam Bondi, all very beautiful women. And then most importantly, though, Tom Homan is also included on this list.
That's actually why I clicked on it, because I thought that is funny.
I just can't stop ogling his picks, especially that border czar, said one president political expert.
Yeah, when I came in after the Pam Bondi announcement the next day, Mark Cox and I were talking. And he goes, "Can you believe she's actually 58 or 59 years old?" And I actually didn't believe
She doesn't.
I had to look it up. She actually is almost 60 years old. If I look like that when I'm 60, I am going to a Ninth Circuit judge sponsored spa. A little call back there.
Do we have time for one more, Brad? Or
yeah,
no?
One more.
Yeah, one more.
One more quick one. All right, last one. This Maryland mayor wants to use tax dollars to fight deportation efforts.
Say it again.
A Maryland mayor is wanting to use tax dollars to fight deportation efforts.
That's got to be real.
Isn't this crazy? Ugh. Frederick O'Connor says he intends to allocate money to organizations already providing legal services to illegals as they fight to stay in the country, helping them expand the number of people that they're able to support, although he's still determining the exact dollar amount to set aside. This is crazy,
Maryland,
that this is actually happening. I cannot believe it.
Good thing we live in a sane state like Illinois.
Oof.
Wouldn't do that.
Woo.
Oh, wait, we're in Missouri, so right. We actually are sane for the moment. Well, thank you, Ethan.
You're welcome.
And you will be back in the 2 o'clock hour with Trisha, as I understand it.
That's the plan.
Coming up next, DeRoy Murdoch. This is the Annie Fry Show on a Wednesday.